Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Cage Dive Radio with Our Shark. Take six or seven. This is a brutal one. This is Guilty Pleasures, and I'm just laying it all out there. Okay, I got the senioritis. This is probably the last episode of Cage Dive Radio as you know it, as you have come to know it, as I have generated it. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Every time I do this, I sound like a prize ass. And I keep forgetting things. This is the way the episode's going to go. You're going to see how the sausage is made. This is the Wild West, no holds barred, ridiculous, behind-the-scenes look. This is just me, okay? I'm a human being, all right? I have flaws. I'm imperfect. And sometimes my intros do not go as planned. That lead-in was Cochise by Audioslave. The reason that I picked that for Guilty Pleasures is not because it is a guilty pleasure. It's a pleasure pleasure. It's not a guilty pleasure, but people always want to make me feel guilty about liking Audioslave as though there's some watered down version of Rage Against the Machine. I'm not going to get into a Rage Against the Machine. Are they good? Are they bad? Just out front, I like Rage Against the Machine. But Audioslave is a rock band that is a rock band. They have no political motivations, and they don't have the pretentiousness to call themselves Rage Against the Machine while they're signed to Sony Records, which is an absurd fact that I don't understand how any giant proponents of Rage Against the Machine can ignore. That is such a ridiculous nature of the beast. And then you got the balls to come after Chris Cornell like, oh, you know Zach De La Roca. No, he's not. He's not. He's got a monster voice. He's a rock star. He elevated that band. They could play ballads. They could do all kinds of shit that they were not able to do as Rage Against the Machine. And I don't fault them for it. In fact, I respect them for it. I like Audioslave better than I like Rage Against the Machine. And I won't apologize. So, moving through that, we're getting into the theme of Guilty Pleasures. This was a theme that was submitted by Brad Bogner, Bogey Baby, friend of you and me. Everybody loves the guy. I love the guy. You love him now because you know him or you heard of him. So, I've got a few tracks that are lined up there. I've also got the carryover from last episode's artist, most popular artist. And then I've got Bogey Baby's submission for his pick, having sent in the theme. We're going to get into it as far as the ancillary songs go, because, like I said, I really have no... I just did a shit show job with the vote song. Okay, it's Billy Talent. The song is Red Flag. The only reason that I picked it has nothing to do with Guilty Pleasures. I just know that it's on the TMNT soundtrack, the animated film where they gotta gather up the monsters. It's called Red Flag. It's aight. Check it out. Here it is. Minds of kids and All right, that was Red Flag by Billy Talent. Billy Talent had the most votes from the last episode, the pedophile songs. Now that that's finished, we're going to get into kind of the meat of the theme this week, which is guilty pleasures. And this next one is just a straight up, it's a guilty pleasure. I got nothing to justify this one. It is a Will.i.am song. I don't like Will.i.am generally, just as not as a principle, but really just as a practice. I have nothing against the guy per se. I just think his music is almost always agitating. It's infectious, no doubt, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good thing. Just like getting infection, it can present some problems. And I don't know how many times in my life I've heard a song that he's got his fingerprints on, and it just drives me nuts. But there's something about this one. Here it is, Feeling Myself, featuring Miley Cyrus, French Montana, and Wiz Khalifa. Wiz has the best verse on the track, no doubt about it. And French Montana, I don't understand how he gets away with going, every 2 or 3 seconds. And that is still a cool thing to, or at least he can presents it as though it's a cool thing to do. I don't really get that, and I don't really care for it, but he does it a whole bunch of times. And then you got Miley Cyrus on there acting a fool. The song's just dumb. It's dumb. It has absolutely no merit to it. Nobody has anything to say other than the best part about the song, which is, I look up at the mirror look at me, and the mirror be like, baby, you the shit. You the shit, you the shit. God damn it, you the shit. You the shit, you the shit, you the shit. Yes, sir. You never done that? You never looked in the mirror and just told you, you just be feeling yourself? God damn it, I'm feeling myself. I've done that, you know, the odd once or twice, ever. But when it strikes, oh baby, I gotta tell you, it's a feeling like no other. So this is Feeling Myself by Will.i.am with a bunch of big slate of guest stars. Go ahead and, I guess, turn all of them way up. Why not? You might as well revel in the ridiculous nature of these songs. We're going to keep it pretty light, to be honest with you. I curated a list. I wanted to go out, Cage Dive Radio, have a go out on a light note. If you're into devil worship, that is, that's coming up later in the show. But this is Feeling Myself by Will.i.am.
Be everywhere, everybody know me. Super, super fresh with a dope style. Honey on my wrist, couple carrots on my neck. Givenchy, keep the chickens in check. All these car keys, drive the chickens to my crib. Drew Hill, got somebody sleeping on my bed. She give me IQ, that means she get ahead. I just give her beats, I don't give her bread. Cause we be in the club, bottles on deck. And god damn it, I'm feeling myself. Cause I'ma get it all, and I'ma throw it out. Like god damn it, I'm feeling myself. Look up in the mirror look at me. The mirror be like, baby, you the shit. God damn it, you the shit, you the shit, you the shit. God damn it, you the shit, god damn it, you the shit, you the shit.
I be everywhere, everybody know me. Catch me in the club, 100 bottles on me. I get busy like a one line. Drop, get head, baby, never mind. We getting money while you playing with it. Pool in the crib, you can land a water plane in it. Slick Rick looking at the mirror. Big Daddy came, bitch, like Shakira. 1.5 custom made car. Me and Will table looking like the bar. Love, bad, bad, that's my problem. Now I don't give a fuck, that's my pride.
And I don't give a fuck, that's my whole MO. Yeah. I rock the whole globe with no problemo. Yeah. Been rocking coast, my first demo. Yeah. And now I'm banging hoes in the Continental. Yep. And now they see me sliding on my dope ride. Yep. I open up the doors, suicide. Yep. I came from the bottom, the suicide. Yep. I made it to the top cause I do it fly. Yep. Feeling fucking lucky like the fucking Irish. I see the whole game from my third iris. I tour the whole world like a dirty pirate. To give my whole club some Miley Cyrus.
Now everybody tripping like they poppin' Miley. Up in the club is where you find me. I do it real big, never do it tiny. If you bout the bullshit, please don't remind me. I step in this mother fist to make it work. I get on the floor just to make the booty twerk. Shake, shake that shit like a expert. Shake, shake that shit like a expert.
I be everywhere, everybody know me. Super, super fresh with a dope style. Honey on my wrist, couple carrots on my neck. Givenchy, keep the chickens in check. All these car keys, drive the chickens to my crib. Drew Hill, got somebody sleeping on my bed. She give me IQ, that means she get ahead. I just give her beats, I don't
don't give a brick. Cause we be in the club, bottles on deck, and goddammit, I'm feeling myself. Cause I'ma get it up, and I'ma throw it out like goddammit, I'm feeling myself. Look up in the mirror, out the mirror, look at me. The mirror be like, baby, you the shit, goddammit, you the shit, you the shit, you the shit, goddammit, you the shit, goddammit, you the shit, you the shit, yes sir. Doobie in my hand, rollie on my wrist. Got a bottle of that $1,000 champagne in my fist. Woman in your dreams, sleep in my bed. So now I don't need your brains, I need my ass kissed. But all my homies like, give me some head. Smoke joints till our ass turn Indian red. Take shots till our chest burn. We got papers, bottles, mollies, all this. Let's get it started. The bigger the bill, the bigger you ball. The bigger the watch, the bigger the car. The bigger the star, the bigger the chain. The farther you go, you already know. The bigger the bank, that's more hoes, nigga. And I done spent a quarter million clothes, copping them old schools and putting foreigns on the road. Real talking, if my fuel getting low, I'll roll up another joint, take a shot and reload. Pow.
I be everywhere, everybody know me. Super, super fresh with a dope style. Honey on my wrist, couple carrots on my neck. Givenchy, keep the chickens in check. All these car keys, drive the chickens to my crib. Drew Hill, got somebody sleeping on my bed. She give me IQ, that means she get ahead. I just give her beats, I don't give her bread. Cause we be in the club, bottles on deck. And goddammit, I'm feeling myself. Cause I'ma get it up, and I'ma throw it out. Like goddammit, I'm feeling myself. Look up in the mirror look at me. The mirror be like, baby, you the shit. Goddammit, you the shit, you the shit, you the shit. Goddammit, you the shit, goddammit, you the shit, you the shit. Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, there you go. There's Feeling Myself by will.i.am. Did you enjoy it? Did you get your money's worth? It's free, okay? Now, I don't really have too much to say about that song because it's just, I gotta tell you, it's not something that I'm proud of. It is a song that I take pleasure in. So you exposed me, Bogey Baby. You got me to admit that I like that track. I'm gonna move right into the next one because it's just as painful to play on the show. And this one, I have to reiterate, is not a guilty pleasure. I actively dislike it. It's Limp Bizkit, folks. That's the way it's going to go. That's the kind of show it is. Limp Bizkit is going to be played on Cage Dive Radio. And the grand finale, we're going to have Nookie by Fred Durst and Company. This one is a shitty song by a shitty band. I never understood the success, even when I was their prime target audience. I just couldn't get into it, except I'm full of shit here, again, because there were actually a couple of Limp Bizkit songs that I did guilty pleasure like. Now, this isn't one of them. This is Bogey Baby's submission. He got to pick the song. It's Nookie, a song that I don't like. It's incredibly stupid. It's just whiny. What happened to be a goddamn rock star? And you're sitting here, like, I don't even know. Just the, like, ew. This girl ran around on me. Now I feel like a chump. Hey, like a chump. Hey. Something about Fred Durst. Nobody likes. Everybody, not everybody, a lot of people liked at the time. Nobody likes him now. I don't understand where his popularity arose from. But it did. And this is a result that we got. So without subjecting everybody to further rambling, how do you stand it? God. I listen back to old episodes of the show. And just, oh, it's unbearable. The interesting thing about this song is X, Y, and Z. No shit, you idiot. Isn't that the point of the show? Is you name off some interesting things without being all condescending and acting like you knew this? Out of your back pocket, you just pull out these facts like you didn't look it up for the show itself? How do you... Ugh, make myself sick! Now, getting back into Nookie, this song has obviously, this is the height of the TRL, MTV music video era, so it would be pretty recognizable to everybody age, 27 and older. Enjoy it. It's a throwback. Here you go. It's Nookie by Limp Bizkit. I mean, what am I going to do? Not play the song, be a douchebag, and not follow? These are the rules that I created. And how sad is it now that I got to say, in order to not be a douchebag, I have to play Limp Bizkit? That's a fucking weird reality. But that's what we got. Here it is.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit.
you're just locked up. Next in line to get fucked up. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, let shit slip, or you can leave it with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit talking that shit, or she'll come and get it.
I feel like shit. My suggestion is to keep your distance, cause right now I'm dangerous. We've all felt like shit and been treated like shit. All those motherfuckers that wanna step up. I hope you know I pack a chainsaw. I'll skin your ass raw. And if my day keeps going this way, I just might break something tonight. Pack a chainsaw.
What a fucking idiot. You gotta be kidding me. Okay, how great is that? That wasn't Nookie, you moron. That was Break Stuff, an equally terrible song as Nookie, but not the one you were talking about. How great is that? That the lead-in was me talking about how full of shit and stupid I am, and then I go ahead and play, I talk about the wrong song, and I play the right one. Idiot. Okay, so that was Break Stuff, not Nookie. Apologies to Bogey Baby. I did play the correct song. The request was Break Stuff. I just had it in my head that it was Nookie. So that's too bad. I don't. Here is something about that one. I said earlier about the MTV TRL era. Eminem had a bizarre alliance with Limp Bizkit in the very late 90s, even in the maybe early 2000s. No, probably even, 2000 to 2001, maybe around there. Anyway, for whatever reason, they got along or seemed to get along very well, and Eminem and Dr. Dre made an appearance in that video, which is, of course, one of the all-time stupidest videos. Anytime you get a bunch of amateur actors and fans to get in a video and, like, mime for the camera, oh my god. This is actually already falling into place. This is great. Okay, I already figured out the next song that I'm going to play for the Guilty Pleasure thing. The order I didn't have worked out, but it's all falling into place now, baby. Oh, my goodness. All right, so anyway, anytime you get these people that get in front of a camera and pantomime and act like they're Fred Durst, just even acting like you're Fred Durst, this is depressing as shit. I can't even believe I'm talking about this. I'm not going to do it. I played the song. I did my duty, right? I did the old duty, Rudy. I did the dirty. And now I'm going to move on to something a little less painful. We're going to talk about the next song, and this is going to be why. It's it. We're going to see even the same time frame. Jeez Louise. I got to tell you, this is a pretty great lead-in, accidentally. Next song is by Britney Spears. Old Brit is bringing in the rear of the show here, starting the second half. This song is called Work Bitch, which isn't actually from a long time ago, the same time that Nookie would have been, or fucking Break Stuff would have been popular. God. Not around the same time. This was within the last 4 years, probably. And the reason, much like these fools getting in front of the camera and pretending to be Fred Durst, the reason this one is a guilty pleasure for me is because I don't know if this is homophobic or not. I don't know exactly what the definition of homophobic is. And let me tell you, Work Bitch is a song that is ridiculous. For a few different reasons, but the reason it's a guilty pleasure specifically is because I feel bad about it, but I have a lot of fun dancing around as effeminately, I'm kind of doing it right now, as effeminately. Look up Go to YouTube and check out, just do a search for, I don't know if the kid's probably 10 or 12. Try 10-year-old boy dances to Vogue by Madonna, or 10-year-old Vogue lip sync or something. I pretty much vamp up to this song. You better work, bitch. Work, bitch. You'll find out, if you haven't heard the song, you'll find out what I'm talking about when I start playing it. But the other reason that this song is ridiculous is because for whatever reason she puts on this transparently terrible British accent. You want a Bugatti? You want a Maserati? You better work, bitch. And then part of the way through it, there's not that many lyrics to the song. And then part of the way through, she just hangs it up. She just hangs her head down and gives up. And she's like, I'm not even doing this terrible accent anymore. She just goes, party in France. It's sad. It just doesn't sound good. And it kind of takes me out of the song. But then she comes roaring back with, now get to work, bitch! It's just like, oh my god. That's really the part of the song where I start dancing around and flinging my wrists all over the place. It's not right to do. I understand that now that I'm just openly talking about it. It is homophobic. There's no question about it. It's not a fear dislike or distrust of homosexuals, homophobia, but it is just straight up like, I'm just going to have fun mimicking stereotypical behavior. It's not an admirable trait, but it is guilty pleasure, so I feel bad about it. And here it is. Work, bitch.
You wanna hot body? You wanna Bugatti? You wanna Maserati? You better work, bitch. You wanna Lamborghini? Sit in martinis, look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch. You wanna live fancy, live in a big mansion, party in France. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. Now get to work, bitch.
Work, 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 work.
So there it is. Work, bitch, by Britney Spears. Hope everybody enjoyed it as much as I do, and also as a shame to themselves. I gotta say, there's probably a good percentage of people out there that do the exact same thing that I did. Or do you, like, okay, so how do I describe this the best? You've got a rigid back, right? And you're looking straight ahead. And then when it comes to the part where she goes, "Get to work, bitch!" You snap your neck to the right, and you, like, raise your eyebrows up, and maybe, like, I'm going to still try and describe this. So you have your elbow kind of cocked in towards your rib cage. I'm doing right hand, right? Cock it in towards your rib cage. Put your hand up so it's next to your shoulder, okay? And then now you got to keep your wrist nice and limp here. And then you just kind of like flop it over and point and go, "Get to work, bitch!" I don't know if you can hear the head snap that I'm doing, but when you hit one of those right into the mirror at that, that's hilarious. If I had a mirror right now, I would do it. I don't, but try it. Trust me and tell me that it wasn't fantastic. That one, again, was Work, Bitch by Britney Spears. Guilty pleasure because I'm an asshole, and I was, dancing around all fruitily. What are you gonna say? Now, the next song that we have in here is another dance track. This is what I decided I'm going to do. We're going to end on rock. So we're going to move through the club tracks into the rock and roll tracks coming out of the end, and that's going to be the finish line. The next song is Bang Her by Dirt Nasty. And it's not just Dirt Nasty. This is another feature spot. So it's Dirt Nasty featuring Too Short. Too Short, of course, has a reputation as... I don't even know what you call it, actually. I guess now that I say that. Gross rap? Sex rap? Probably sex rap probably makes the most sense. Or like hoe rap? I don't know. Sexually gratuitous in its nature. Dirt Nasty, the same thing. Dirt Nasty, this song is a guilty pleasure because of the content, not because of Dirt Nasty as a performer. Simon Rex is an actor who also has found a lot of success on Vine. And speaking of homophobia, he does these vines where he has this imaginary twin brother, Steven, who's very, very, very flamboyantly gay. And he plays that for laughs. And then he also is part of a rap collective, Three Loko, with Andy Milonakis and Riff Raff. And Riff Raff is like all over the place. The difference between Simon or Dirt Nasty and Andy Milonakis and Riff Raff, Riff Raff comes up with some wild shit. Andy Milonakis and Dirt Nasty also do, but they tend to have more punchlines. Now, Simon Rex, a.k.a. Dirt Nasty, his album Palatial is one that I could listen to front to back because it makes me laugh, and the production value is slick enough that it's like, all right, you can even tell that maybe this isn't only novelty rap. Like, there is some production value here. This song being one of them. Bang Her. The reason that it's a guilty pleasure, and this is just going to show my age, this is going to show my maturity as a man instead of a boy. If you can't tell by my booming voice, oh, I am a slab of man. Now, here's what he says in here. Basically, this is the point where it comes down to it, and I'm going to spoil some of the lyrics for you. Sorry! It's a tongue-in-cheek song, so you don't take this at face value. But even knowing that it's a joke, it says, "The bitch is too drunk, banger. I ain't no punk bitch. I'm a banger. Bitch is too drunk. I'm a banger. I still am okay with. Even though in practice I wouldn't be, but as a joke it's funny." But then he says, "I ain't no punk bitch." And then I think, oh. The suggestion that not banging a girl that is too drunk to be aware of what she's doing makes you a punk bitch. That, my adult sensibilities say that's too far, Simon Rex. Too far, Dirt Nasty. Too far, Too Short. It's not right. And I feel bad about it, but I do still like the song quite a bit. It's kind of a gross song anyway. Not disgusting, but there's a couple lines in here. And what am I talking about? This is Banger by Dirt Nasty featuring Too Short.
Yeah. Dirt Nasty. We're Too Short. Come on. Yeah. Bitch. Was at a club, it was almost 2.
bitch says short, I'm in love with you. You got me so horny, what you wanna do? When you leave here, I wanna come with you. I would say let's go to my house, but fuck all that, I wanna fuck right now. I wanna stick my dick in your mouth. I'ma turn you on and I'ma turn you out. Next thing you know, I had a naked slut like Usher. I'm having sex in the club, yeah, I fucked her, but we wasn't making love. The head was cool, it just wasn't enough. I go so hard every day, cut it up in the mix like a DJ. Dirt nasty, that's how we play. Tell him don't bring that bitch around me, man. If you know she wanna fuck, banger. She all on your nuts, banger. The bitch is too drunk, banger. I ain't no punk, nigga, I'm a banger.
Jen,
I'ma bang that bitch.
Vanessa,
I'ma bang that bitch.
Whitney,
I'ma bang that bitch. I ain't no punk, I'ma bang that bitch.
Hey, short, you know what's up. Last night at the club, I was trying to fuck. Seen a bitch with a big old butt. Took her to the bathroom to bust a nut. And I ain't even know her name. Bitch nose full of cocaine. Grabbing on my gold chain. Tomorrow night, I'ma do it again. All these hoes be sleazy. Late night, shit get creepy. Man, the shit's too easy. Getting head, cause I'm on TV. LA is full of tricks. If you poor or if you rich, they don't hesitate to suck the dick. Motherfuck you, damn shithead bitch. If you know she wanna fuck,
banger.
She all on your nuts,
banger.
The bitch is too drunk,
banger.
I ain't no punk bitch,
I'm a banger.
Letitia,
I'ma bang that bitch.
Monique,
I'ma bang that bitch.
Laquanda,
I'ma bang that bitch. I ain't no punk, I'ma bang that bitch.
Yeah, bitch, how you like me now? Wanna be players, keep striking out. I had so much fun with those. Since Freaky Tales, I fucked so many hoes.
Me too, fuck a girlfriend. I got a fat bitch in front of me twerking. She at the strip club, yeah, working. Bang her in the back, close the curtains.
She likes whipped cream, nuts, and cherries. So I brought another bitch and came in her hair. She's on too many pills and she liked it a lot. So I did it again, it don't stop.
Hell nah, it just begun. She down on her knees, gargling cum. Now that's a sight to see. I ain't with no marriage or a wedding ring. If you know she wanna fuck,
banger.
She all on your nuts,
banger.
The bitch is too drunk,
banger.
I ain't no punk, nigga,
I'm a banger.
I'ma bang that bitch.
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 I'ma bang that bitch. I ain't no punk, I'ma bang that bitch.
I'm out, man. To the house. Yeah, you know, I keep a bitch,
I leave a bitch. Fuck a hoe. Too short, dirty, nasty, baby. I'm a banger, I'm a banger, bitch.
Oh man, I hope you caught it in there. That song has one of my favorite lines. Motherfuck you, damn shithead, bitch. Which is, you can get away with it in a song like that, but anywhere else, that's going to be too ridiculous of a line to put out there. I don't even think the rhyme was that great, but he made it work. So hats off to you, Dirt Nasty, on accomplishing the impossible. Moving into the next flow of the show here, Guilty Pleasures is going to get a little more intense, and I hate to do this to everybody, but I'm going to have to admit to another one. I had Limp Bizkit on here earlier, and it hurt. I didn't like it, but I played along for the sake of the show and for the sake of my own integrity. This next one, I can't blame on a listener submission. I can't blame it on anything than my own naivete and my own uncertainty about the future when this band broke onto the scene. Oh, here it comes. Nickelback. I'm doing it. I got a song on here by Nickelback. I listened to the song again, and I was like, I still like it. I can't help it. It's off Silver Side Up, an album that I listened to, not like I didn't wear it out, but I listened to it pretty frequently in the year, I don't know, 2001, 2002, somewhere around there. All these tend to have an older, I guess Dirt Nasty is not that old. Same kind of time frame, which is odd. But Money Bought is, of course, a cautionary tale. Oh, ladies. Ladies, 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 ladies. The Chad Kroeger and the boys are going to tell you that it's not all right to use mommy and daddy's money and be a hoe. It's going to get a rock song written about you by a Canadian band that will go on in the future to be universally reviled, which is really impossible because they still sell records. So there's got to be a lot of people out there that aren't just guilty pleasure listening, but are listening happily, but then in public acting like they don't. And am I one of these now? Am I an undercover? Did I blow my own cover? No, I don't listen to Nickelback. But I did like this song. I found that I do still like this song. This one is going to lead into, I don't know, probably a lot of fond and not so fond memories for everybody. Divisive band, Nickelback. Anyway, this is it. Enjoy. Have it. A song about a girl who is so low, down, and dirty that even Nickelback could judge her in the form of a song. Oh, that's got a sting. That's a brutal one. And there's something about being a drunk hoe, a party girl. I shouldn't say hoe because we're in the realm of rock now, but we did do banger. Here's something. All right. This will take you back. This will take me back. This is a pointless story other than to just illustrate a couple of things that relate to the songs, which is kind of the whole idea. Yeah. Now, bang her, bitch is too drunk. I ain't no punk bitch. I am a punk bitch. I am by definition a punk bitch. In pretty much every respect. Somebody came up and they were like, "Hey, are you a punk bitch?" Yeah, I am. And if that bothers you, I will try to stop. So I'm a total punk bitch. Way back in college, my old college days, was out at a bar I believe the bar was called Joker's. And I was there with my future wife and some college friends. They all skipped out of the table. They went up to the bar to get a drink. And I was guarding our shit at the table. And smack! Somebody slapped me across the face. This was a brand new experience for me. I don't know if I had ever been slapped like that before. And bam! Right across the old left cheek. Ooh! Suddenly it stings. I'm looking around like, what the what's going on? What dead man decided to smack me? And then it was a lady. And I was like, oh, thank God. I don't have to act tough. Okay. So I look at her, some girl, she's drunk. She's probably the girl that Nickelback wrote, Moneybot about. She's probably so drunk. I'm a banger. I'm a bang that bitch. And so I look at her. I'm like, what's the deal, girl? She goes,
I did not say you noticed me.
And I said, what?
I did not say you noticed me.
I'm sure you can gather from the impression that I'm doing that there was a lot of swaying around, unsteady on the feet, eyes half shut, fucking hair is a mess, makeup smeared all over the shit. She's not looking so great. And she did that so I noticed her. So I said, oh yeah, hey, what's up?
I think you're really cute.
What? Now, I'm not accustomed to any of this type of behavior because I'm not a looker and I'm not particularly cool. But she was super drunk, so I'm sure it was a lot easier for her to justify this. So anyway,
I think you're really cute.
And I was like, oh, panic mode. Thanks. My girlfriend thinks I'm cute, too. And I'm thinking that this is going to, you know, be like an easy way out of this uncomfortable situation where she's like, oh, okay, the guy's got a girlfriend. Maybe I'll move on to the next poor bastard that's lined up somewhere around here. She goes,
I don't see a ring on your finger.
What?
I said I don't see a ring on your finger.
And then, thank God, I spotted somebody that I knew over her shoulder. And I was like, oh, yeah, hey, Nick, what's up? Nick abandoned me. He did not acknowledge me. He continued to walk by. And I was stranded there with this fucking thing just, like, staring daggers into my eyes, waiting for me to make some kind of advance that was never going to happen. And I felt like I was drowning. I felt like there was ice-cold water rushing into my lungs, and I was frozen, paralyzed in fear. I had never had a woman hit on me, whether she was sober or not. And, oh, my God. I was horrified. And so I'm a punk bitch. That's the point of the story. I'm a total punk bitch. How did the story end? Really, all that happened was I panicked and looked like a grade-A fucking loser. And until I just floundered until my wife and her friends came back to the table and I was like, oh, hey, here you are. And then I basically hid behind her shoulder and was like, see, I wasn't kidding. I have a girlfriend. I'm unavailable. Thanks. Bye. And I don't even think it was probably 5 or 6 seconds before she turned. Oh, actually, no, it was kind of funny. This isn't going to be funny to anybody, actually, but I already started. So she started staggering away from the table. Oh, fuck. Fucking tripping out of that fucking heels. So she starts staggering away, and one of my wife's friends, her freshman year roommate, fucking shoulder bumps her, goes out, you know, like leans over out of her way, gives her a little shoulder check just for no goddamn reason. And so she stops. She's like, what the fuck did you do that for? And then I thought it was really going down. Wife's friend is like, what are you talking about? Did you do that to be a bitch? And then I really thought it was going down. And she was able to play it off. She's like, what are you talking about? I think you did that to be a bitch. It was very Britney Spears-esque. Bitch. And she played it off, basically was like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you there. And she's like, yeah, whatever. To the original point, I don't think it was 5 or 6 seconds after that she was already making out with some other dude. I think she just really was looking for a ride home, and maybe I looked like I had a car. Maybe I was holding my car keys. Anyway, there's Italians for Moneybot and Punk Bitch. Or not punk bitch, banger. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about at this point. We're gonna roll into the last one. There's one more guilty pleasure, and it's the guiltiest of all because this one is straight up devil worship. Band is called Ghost. They were going by Ghost BC for a while. There were some legal issues that were tying the name up stateside. So they are now Ghost. At the time that this single was issued, they were Ghost BC, and that's when I caught attention to them. The song is called Year Zero. I like the band. They come up with some pretty cool melodies. Very creepy. Here's the thing. You're raised Catholic, and what happens is you are indoctrinated into guilt, into essentially everything. So really, pretty much any song could be considered a guilty pleasure, because I feel shame in most aspects of my personality and life. But this one specifically, what better way, right? We just had celebrated the birth of Christ, and now we're going to be finishing this show talking about this celebration of the rise and the ascension of the Antichrist. So Ghost made a song called Year Zero, which is basically about the time that the Antichrist is born, comes to power, and we all live under the rule of Satan. And I don't think there's anything that maybe quite sends a guilty shiver down my spine as much as these kinds of songs where, you, like the lead-in, you get Satanas Beelzebub, and then you get further into the song, and there's Hail Satan's in there, Year Zero. Fucking, the imagery is creepy and disgusting. The music video is really unsettling, too. If you got the time, not that people really care about music videos at this day and age, but if you got the time, go out there, look up the video. It's just weird. There's like this wax mask-faced old creepy biker guy that corrupts some nuns or something or other. It's just creepy. But here it is. This is my guilty pleasure to end all guilty pleasures. Year Zero by Ghost.
Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Satanas, Lucifer.
Okay, there you have it. Year Zero by Ghost. End of the Age of Light and the beginning of the Age of Darkness. Which might be a suiting ending for the end of Cage Dive Radio. Again, I think this is probably the last episode of Cage Dive Radio that it will have in its current incarnation. I think this format has run its course, and I really want to thank everybody who's provided me feedback for Cage Dive Radio, and everybody who's listened, whether you listened to just this episode, or all the episodes, or any part of an episode. I certainly appreciate it, and I think that it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of new information presented to me, and learned a lot about just kind of different aspects of the music industry and bands in general, which is kind of the point of the show going into it. So again, I want to thank everybody. Hopefully we'll have some kind of project coming out in the future that I might be able to share with you and also maybe earn a little feedback on as well. In the meantime, I'm going to keep these episodes posted to Podomatic and have them available on iTunes, at least until any future endeavors might come through. So certainly if you are in the mood to leave a review or just provide any feedback for the show in general, you can do so at the email address itsourshark@gmail.com. You can tweet me at itsourshark. Of course, any of that information and feedback would certainly be appreciated. But otherwise, I just want to say thank you again. I hope you enjoyed the show as a whole, as well as this episode individually. It's been a real pleasure diving in and getting wet with everybody. And just enjoy the future coming up in 2017 and things to come.